Now, friends, we come to this last chapter of 1 Samuel, and we're going to look at the question of who killed King Saul. And here is a case where probably we ought to turn it over to the FBI, because there seems to be some question here as who is responsible for his death. Now, will you notice, I begin reading at verse 1. The Israelites are in battle with the Philistines. And thank the Lord, David was not engaged in that battle. The providence of God, God intervened to keep him from entering that battle. And so David had withdrawn, gone back to Ziklag, found the tragedy that had taken place there, and he'd gone after the Amalekites who had destroyed and burned the city and taken the people captive. Now, we find that in verse 1, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And every time that you find the Israelites fleeing before their enemies, it's because they're out of the will of God, because they're going against God. Now, this idea today that God approved of war in the Old Testament, he did not at all. And when Israel would engage in a war outside of the will of God, when they're not defending themselves, then they generally lost the battle. And that's what happened here. Now we're told in verse 2, and here's where the tragedy begins for the Israelites. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Now, it would seem that the beginning of the end of Saul, of course, is here. He's first hit in battle by an archer. Apparently, it was by someone who did not recognize that he had hit the king. It was a real, shall we say, a real bullseye, and he had hit the king. The tragedy that is here, of course, is that Jonathan is slain here in this battle. And this is remarkable because we read on one occasion that Jonathan slew 250 of the enemy, and they were Philistines at one time. So it reveals how hopelessly outnumbered Israel was now. And this could well have been a battle in which David and Jonathan would have been on opposite sides. God had intervened. David felt badly that he couldn't go into the battle, you know. Well, he didn't recognize at the time that God had intervened on his behalf. And many times our disappointments are his appointments, as someone has neatly put it. All right, now we find here that this man Saul is wounded. What happens? Verse 4, then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not. Now, when Saul saw that he was mortally wounded, he felt that the enemy would come and get him and taunt him. And I think they would have. And also, he did not want to be slain like this in battle. Saul was as we've seen, a very proud, egotistical man. And this was something that just wasn't becoming to him at all. Now we're told his armor bearer would not. He was afraid to do this, to lay hand upon the king. Therefore, Saul took a sword and fell upon it. Now, it would look as if Saul was a suicide. Was he a suicide now? Well, we'll find out. When his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons and his armor bearer and all his men that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And you begin to see now, with this armor being sent around, of why Saul tried to get David to wear his armor out to fight Goliath. The whole point was that had David won with the armor of Saul, who would have taken credit for the battle? Well, we know. We know that Saul would have, because when his own son got a victory, and instead of giving his son credit for it, he blew the trumpet in the land and he took credit for it. Now will you notice? They put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night, took the body of Saul and the bodies of his son from the walls of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. They took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. Now, we come actually now to the end of 1 Samuel. And somebody says, well, there wasn't such a mystery about the death of Saul. You seem to think there was quite a mystery. Well, we're not actually through with this yet. In 2 Samuel, we'll pick it up. But now we have the death of Saul recorded here at the end of 1 Samuel. And we now can come to some sort of conclusions. First of all, Saul failed in ruling God's property. And the end here is self-destruction as far as 1 Samuel is concerned. And God and his authority are rejected. And this is a dark day for the nation Israel. And isn't it interesting? We are going to find out that Saul spared the Amalekites, and Samuel rebuked him for it and said, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. God wants obedience, and this man's heart was never bowed to Almighty God. And now we're going to find out Saul was actually killed by the Amalekites. Now somebody says, but we've already had the record that the Philistines did it. An archer shot him, and he was mortally wounded, and he tried to get his armor bearer to kill him, and he would not. And he fell on his own sword. Isn't that the explanation? And this is a closed case, is it not, for the police department of Bethshan? I don't think so.